What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi. Hi, Clay.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
You really are fantastic.
I'm so good right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got a little runny nose all of a sudden.
Oh. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm excited for episode 9.
The finale?
The finale.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think we both
can agree it was a little underwhelming.
I agree with that, yeah.
Episode 8 should have been the finale, but I would say that's a conversation for a different day, but this is the time to have
a conversation. I was actually going to say, like, right now is actually the best time.
Yeah.
We'll get into that as the episode progresses, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers.
Yeah.
This is an all things Marvel podcast. We're talking the movies, we're talking the shows, we're talking specials. Remember, comments, questions, and concerns, but we can answer a couple of your guys' questions while we're at it, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
Obviously, we already know what we're covering. The finale.
Finale.
Of AAA.
AAA.
Not talking the towing service.
Or, you really want to say, Billy O.
Or, BAA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry again if we sound a little different. We're having some technical difficulties. We got the one mic.
Yep. Right here. Same as last time, same which is crazy. Time. You know,
very true.
Brand new mics.
Technology.
Yeah, that's okay though. We'll get some new ones in.
Yeah.
But I mean, as for that, Tyler, are you ready?
Yes.
Are the people ready? Oh my god, dude, every week they show up. I love it.
Gets bigger and bigger. Every time.
Every week.
Yeah. Bang.
Act 1. The episode opens in 1970 with a pregnant Agatha running through the forest. She stops by a tree to deal with her contractions when she spots Rio. Agatha tells her that if she wants to take him, she will hate her forever. So Rio says that she will give her more time, but never specifies how much before vanishing.
Mm.
Kind of disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Agatha walks through the forest with her new baby when she is greeted by a coven, which sadly meets their fate when Agatha siphons their powers. 6 years later, we see a young Nicholas who steals an item from a witch and is chased back to his home. Agatha lures him inside, and once again, she kills them.
Da, da, da.
Shocker, right? Agatha all along. Agatha tells Nicholas she has to kill the witches so they can survive. Nicholas starts singing as they walk, which is the groundwork to what we now know as the ballad.
Mm.
The ballad of the witch's road, the ballad, whatever we want to call it. Nicholas sings at a gathering, hoping to trick people into giving himself and Agatha some money. Another con. Money, 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 money. Nicholas coughs and a witch offers him some healing, but he declines and then runs out of the building. That's unbelievable. Agatha finds him in the forest and they sing as they are getting ready to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Nicholas wakes up in the middle of the night and sees Rio and kisses his mom before following Rio. And that is going to conclude Act 1, my friend.
All right. Great Act 1. Great job. I have 2 points. Or one and a question for you.
Okay.
It just came up.
Oh.
But the first point, I just wanted to say, I did really like the flashback scene.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been
better
if it wasn't in the finale. I think it a couple episodes before.
Yep.
You know?
And we were discussing this off air, but like, I felt like the reason why it had to have been placed here was because at that point we know that Rio is death and everything.
Yeah.
But we've known that Rio has been death for three episodes now?
Three episodes, four maybe? Three.
Three for certain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you. It should have definitely been I'm not going to say it felt out of place, but it felt like we were backtracking.
It felt like a backtrack for sure. But I did really like it.
It was nice.
It was really nice.
It was cool.
And then I just had a question. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know the answer. I have no idea.
Okay.
When she gets the lemon.
Yeah.
Is that just to like distract her from the pain from having a pregnancy?
That's my guess.
Okay.
Something to bite onto and it's bitter. So it's
super
like.
Super bitter.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten a lemon before?
Yeah.
They're nowhere near as bitter as the juices.
Really?
Yeah, at least from my experience, I've eaten a handful of lemons, no big deal. But yeah, I feel like when I eat them, they're almost like sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got for Act 1.
That's fair.
I'm excited to talk about Act 2 and recap my thoughts on Act 3.
Absolutely. Well, a couple on my side. I like the origin of Nicholas's last name. I thought it had a cool meaning.
That was
really nice with him, you know, being made from scratch.
Yeah.
Which, if you think about it, does that mean a lot of the witch's children's were created from spells and incantations and stuff like that?
Possibly.
Like, I guess. Also, what's going on with the father situation?
That's what I was
made
gonna ask.
Made from scratch.
Yeah.
You know, who's the chef in the situation? Being baked in the oven, you know what I'm saying? So disrespectful that Agatha just killed the nice little coven in the forest. They seemed, you know, pretty vibey.
I thought that the older witch knew that it was Agatha because, you know, they have a reputation, but maybe she didn't have that rep.
I think before Nicholas, I bet she was just like a normal witch. Yeah. And then for some reason, she's like, now I got to kill them all.
Yeah.
Probably because of Rio. For some reason, I don't fully understand that. I don't know. Also, if you guys can hear music in the background, that's because our neighbors are just bumping
music.
Right? We're trying our best.
We're trying our best.
And this episode is scuffed. It was scuffed from the beginning. Anyway,
I'm sensing a Clay rant here soon.
I was like, rent, buddy, I paid it, I promise.
And to be honest, I am a little excited for it. I do like a Clay rant.
We see the beginning of what we now know as the ballad. And I really enjoyed that Nicholas was the creator.
He was, I thought that was, when I first listened to it, I was like, so she just, so Alice's mother just ripped it from Nicholas Scratch, which is crazy.
No, Alice's mom probably stole it from Agatha.
Or Agatha. Yeah,
Agatha. It's just Agatha ripped it from her son and then she became a mass murderer. Which is insane.
Which is,
pretty nuts. Yeah. But he was like, walk down the road. And I was like, this is literally the ballad. And I was like, dog shit lyrics. But
you know what I just thought of?
What?
That Alice thought the curse
strawberries
was...
Strawberries. I tried to say more words there and all I got out of there were strawberries. It was like strawberry and banana, but it's
just... That Alice thought her curse was gone. Or was it?
That definitely was. We saw the curse.
Yeah, but that was also a made up whole situation.
Okay. Yeah, you got me there. Fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe his powers.
We can talk about that.
Yeah,
Act
let's.
3.
Yeah, let's.
But that just that question popped up in my head.
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll have to scheme on that.
That was a tough pitch.
That was There we go.
Yeah.
The mother son scheme. Thought that was pretty cool. That's a nice good little. Soul. That's a nasty duo right there.
That's a nasty duo.
And as I'm browsing the socials and the interwebs for more information about the show and the episode and everything, Mercy_death on Reddit, I thought had a really good theory that figured we could into. they say that Agatha died during childbirth, and that's why Rio was there. She gave Agatha more time with Nicholas and didn't give Nicholas more time to live.
Okay. That's fair.
And I thought that was pretty interesting. Because my follow-up question, which is when Agatha takes another witch's power, does she extend her life? Is that why she lived so long? I'm thinking that maybe Agatha did die and Rio was like, I'll give you more time with your son. And then she's now killing all these witches to like make her life longer so she can be with her son as much as possible.
Maybe. Yeah, you could be right for sure.
Oh, it's not me, man.
Oh, he could be right, or they could be right. Yeah,
the Reddit user.
I would. It seemed like Nikki was sick from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that.
And I was gonna say Agatha's, but Agatha, we didn't ever saw Agatha take a witch's power, besides when she had, Nikki.
Yep.
So that is a good take.
And what's another thing? Hold on, let me.
And I'm trying. I had a
dive
point
in
too.
One more time.
She could. Yeah, she could also say that she can heal herself, but she can't heal Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a.
Well, I think she meant that in the way of like, I can't heal you for what's coming, meaning Rio.
Yeah. Well, he was also.
He was sick as well. You are right.
Yeah, that's what.
And then to further Mercy Death's theory, they said that Agatha kept herself alive by taking the lives of other witches. But then her son got sick and they were pulled apart anyway. And that's why she hates Rio. Mm. Because she cheated the system to spend more time with Nikki and then lost him because he ended up dying.
Yeah.
So Nikki just could have died from natural causes, being sick in the 1750s, 1760s.
Pretty common.
Yeah, I mean, your life expectancy is like 8.
Yeah, so, like what, 19 years old?
Way lower than that, for sure, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I just thought that was a really cool, just different way of looking at it, mm-hmm. at minimum. But that is what I have for Act 1.
Oh, I did like that. That'd be a crazy, I mean, I don't think we'll ever get an answer on
Definitely
that.
Won't. Not unless Jacques decides to say it themselves. A little French.
But Act 2?
That it feels like it's in the wall.
Is there somebody living in our...
There might be.
You have another roommate?
Yes. I'm paying $250 for rent.
That's bullshit. All right. Well, let's jump right into Act 2, shall we? The next morning, Agatha wakes up and realizes her son has died in the night. Agatha buries Nikki, singing a similar ballad expressing her feelings about losing her son. A woman interrupts Agatha as she is grieving, but the woman asks if Agatha knows where the Witch's Road is. Agatha uses that to her advantage and gathers a coven.
I've seen this before.
Yeah. They sing the ballad, but as before Agatha roasts the coven, she is attacked. Agatha takes all their powers and continues this scheme for years. Maybe decades.
Centuries.
Yes. Yeah.
It actually would be centuries.
Yeah.
Now they'd be like, dang, I'm a guy, but...
Back with our coven in episode 2, Agatha tries the scheme again, but this time the door actually appears. And also, the coven doesn't fall for her tricks.
That is also true.
Yeah. Agatha breaks the fourth wall, and we switch to Billy in his home at the end of the last episode. He also kind of technically broke the fourth wall because he was staring right at the camera as well.
Yeah, but I felt like
it was like they were staring at each other.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that was an aggressive shot in the dark. You're trying.
Billy realizes he made the road. He is spooked by the ghost of Agatha.
Boo.
Billy asks if he made the road, and Agatha gives him some credit, saying, unlike Wanda, he did something useful with his powers.
I mean, you know, causing a city to go under, you know, one person's mind may not be beneficial for, you know, the people being mind controlled, but pretty beneficial for Wanda. Like,
yeah.
It's still beneficial.
Well, if it's beneficial, yeah. That's why she probably said, unlike your mother.
Yeah. But if Agatha could do it, I'm sure she'd be like, oh, I'm the greatest witch of all time.
Yeah, that's true. Billy is having a tough time realizing he killed people on the road. On the road. What?
You can continue. I'm being stupid.
Oh. But Agatha reminds him that he saved a life too. We then see Jen pull herself out of the ground, and she flies away. Pretty much just as Wanda did. Literally the same exact
one. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she didn't pull herself out of the ground, but...
But, like, flying away, yeah, I was like... In my head, I was thinking, what if somebody from Westview saw that? And I'm like, what is that? That
would be insane. And she's got, like, pink powers. It's not that far off of red.
Yeah.
That would have been so funny.
Really unfortunate if they're colorblind.
That would be super unlucky. Yeah.
I just see a dark red coming the way.
That would be so funny. God, I had something.
You say road?
No. So I said woat, and then I was like, well, that wouldn't be it. It would be gwoat, the greatest witch of all time.
Oh.
That's what I've been doing this whole time. That the last 5 things that you read, I was like, gwoat? Gerwoat? That's all I was doing. So for my notes here, I like the different ballads in this episode, especially the one that she sings when burying Nicholas.
Yeah.
It's very sad. It really does show like a different side of Agatha once again, something we don't see that often, especially her being as devastated as she was.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I mean, burying your child is something no parent should ever have to do. So that was super sad. Also, now that the show is over, we can say with certainty that this was not a musical.
Yeah.
It was just the ballad 3 times.
Was not.
I mean, I guess you could. This song had like 3 ballads in it that were different, but this was not a musical.
This was
La La Land. Musical.
That's a musical.
The Greatest Showman. A musical.
That's a musical.
Oh my God. Sweeney Todd and the Demon Barber from Fleet Street.
Yeah.
Musical.
Musical.
Rocket Man? Musical.
It's a great
movie. It's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. I mean, Elton John, I got a weird thing for that guy.
Yeah.
I love his music.
Rocket Man.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, Elton John's. That's a great song.
Oh, I love it. Anyway.
But yeah, it's definitely not a musical.
No.
We were talking about it, I think, last episode.
Mm-hmm.
That if episode 9 doesn't really have like another song.
Yeah.
It's like. It's got to have a song.
It has to.
I mean, there's a lot more singing, but it was just a ballad.
It was. And it wasn't even the full song ever.
Yeah. Never.
Like, we only heard the ballad full song
once,
right?
In episode 4.
No.
4.
Well, they sang it. As well to open the doors.
An episode, yeah,
so yeah. That was a song.
That is true.
But then also the cover.
The cover
in episode 4. Yeah, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's
insane. That's not a musical. You know how many movies had just like full on soundtracks?
We could talk about
Guardians of the Galaxy is not a musical, but they have like 16 songs that are bangers.
That's true.
Anyway,
we could talk about that more when we talk about Marvel news.
Yes. Question for you.
Okay.
Rhetorical. But where is she putting all these dead bodies?
I mean, they're just letting them.
Just letting them rock.
Then the crow is kind of.
That's so funny.
But honestly, I think maybe she's like, also, she's taken all this power, but she's also given Rio a lot more bodies to take.
Yeah, but she's not taking the bodies.
Or taking their soul.
Yeah,
but
the lifeless corpse is still there.
Yeah, but
corpse.
They could also decompose like how Agatha did, but I don't know if that's... Maybe it's different for...
I feel like that's got to be different.
When you die in the hands.
Yeah, the kiss of death versus
being
slain by Agatha and Rio just pulls up.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen for Alice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe she's just, like, kicking him into a ditch.
And I feel like Rio
also, I'm pretty
could
sure.
have definitely helped out Agatha. Like, yo, you're... killing it for me right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, business is booming right now.
Keep Nikki.
That's, you know? Well, that is, from what I was talking about earlier with Mercy Death, is that Nikki died as soon as he felt like, remember he got sick and ran away and didn't want to kill those witches? That night, he died. So maybe that was it. Rio was like, oh, you're done killing? Okay, bet. Now I'm going to take you. But if you would have kept killing, I would have kept living, letting you rock. You know?
That's fair. It's like kind of like never mind. I was gonna say like it's kinda like Ghost Rider when he's not taking souls. He's done. But I'm
butchering. No. That's not it. Yeah. the fourth wall break was fire, or I interpreted it to be a fourth wall break. It's when everyone goes down the road and she's the last one to enter and the camera zooms in on her and she kinda like smiles at the camera and she's looking directly into my soul.
Well, when I said it, they're kind of like staring at each other. After that happens, it's Billy staring at them.
Correct.
So, yeah, maybe it was fourth wall break, but it was like Billy recognizing.
But that was before.
No, that was immediately after. Like Agatha was smiling.
No.
Cut immediately.
Yeah, no,
Billy.
I agree with that. But Billy, like, how are they staring at each other, I guess?
I don't.
Okay, that's your Hail Mary?
Yeah.
Okay, because I personally don't see that, but by all means.
But, yeah, they both kind of technically broke the fourth wall. I mean, they...
One actually nodded.
Yeah.
Like, Billy was just, like, there. That was just a close-up of his face.
Yeah.
Like, Agatha smiled. That's why I'm thinking fourth wall break.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, now, like
That's what I was saying, like, him staring, like, them staring at each other, like, when he's thinking about the memories... Like that part of him going down, he's like, "Oh,"
but he didn't see Agatha do that.
See Agatha do what?
Look at the camera because he was already down in the end of the road.
I'm just thinking of like him thinking of how it all came up, how he made the creation. So he's like has that memory of how the door appeared and them singing the ballad, and then he's like, "Oh," but this is Agatha. This is going back to Agatha's past, so there's no way he can even think of that.
And then my last point there was that the little cutaway with Jen to me just seemed extremely unnecessary.
Very misplaced.
It seemed honestly unnecessary. You could have just said like, You can't say he killed everybody. You saved Jen's life.
I mean, I would have
then called it there.
I would have appreciated seeing her. I did appreciate seeing her, but I think it would have been better if it was like at the start of the episode.
Even her, like, honestly, as Billy is driving back to her house, you just see Jen fly. And you're like, oh, that was Jen.
Yeah.
Would have been okay with me.
Or like a little bit of dialogue or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Thanks, kid. Anything. I just felt like that was so, that 15 seconds felt so out of place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I have for act number O dose.
All right. I think I wanted to say that although it was sad that Nikki was died, at least he died while he was sleeping.
That's true. No pain.
No pain.
Yeah.
I was
next
like,
to his mother.
When I saw him looking at Rio, I was like, damn, you're not going to wake up Agatha?
Yeah, that's mad disrespectful.
Like, you're not going to wake up your mom. Like, hey, there's a stranger with a green torch staring at us.
Yeah.
He was like, there's a baddie over here.
She was actually so cute in this episode. Rio looked really nice in this episode.
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah.
I liked her.
It's crazy that is...
Lady of Death?
Yeah, I was going to say just like a... Like a like I don't know.
Rising.
I can't think of the word, so it doesn't matter. Continue.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask, it's kind of like a funny question, how many witches are there in this area?
I mean,
if the world just witches?
I was gonna say this area is insane because we don't know the location of this.
Yeah.
So I mean, it could have been Salem during, you know, the Salem witch trials, where there was a lot of people died in real life about the Salem witch trials.
Yeah.
But dude, it felt like every woman was just a witch.
That's insane.
That's she was collecting bodies.
Yeah. Like you said, Rio was like, damn.
Yeah,
this is business.
Boom.
Boom. And then I wanted to say that Agatha, I mean, I think she looks good, old, low-key.
Like, okay.
Her gray hair was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked her costume.
Yep.
It was a lot more purplish, a little bit more, you know.
Okay. Sure.
I think you and I talked off air. The only thing we didn't like about that was the, isn't it great?
Well, it's not even that I didn't like. I just hated that her hands were just out the whole time.
This way.
Are we excited to go get Tommy? Bitch, move your fucking arms and shoulders. Like,
yeah.
Look at all the movement I can do. Do you see this?
Yeah. Or just do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. You know,
good job.
Sweet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
White boy got moves.
And then my last point was, I thought, which was kind of unexpected for me personally, that it was crazy that Billy made the road from his subconscious, just like his mother. When we were talking about it in episode 8 or the previous ones, I thought that they made the road off of his memories. I didn't even fathom of thinking about him being the one that created the road itself.
Okay. See, that's really interesting because I was on the boat at least from episode 8, most likely previously, that Billy conjured it.
Yeah.
I just thought that once he entered the road, he had no memory of him creating the road, so that it was new to him.
Yeah.
And then he would have
subconscious, basically.
Well, I think, but like, I felt like before he went into the road, he had, like, he fully understood what he was doing. But then realizing that, no, he had no idea what he was doing. He just made it.
Yeah,
that's true. So I thought he fully intentionally made the road, but then entered it, in which entering the road swipes your mind of, you know what I mean? Like, I was thinking of it that way, but instead, no, he just, like, you know, sometimes I dream that I'm flying. This dude just dreamt of a witch's road and then made it happen.
Yeah.
Maybe I should jump off the roof and see if I can fly. See if I'm as mentally as strong as Billy.
You're not.
I can't.
You're not. I'm sorry.
Oh. I mean, he's like, what, like 16?
I mean, mentally strong, maybe. Physically?
What are you going to say?
Dude.
You watched me squat last week.
Yeah, the dude has superpowers. But yeah, that is all the points for Act 2
okay, for
me. I'm not ready for Act 3.
All right. Well, let's jump into it then.
Mm-hmm.
Billy drives to Agatha's house in Westview. He goes to her basement and sees the doors to the road. The ghost of Agatha is also in the basement, and she asks him to give the brooch back, and she will leave. Billy draws a star on the doors and lights some candles. He's able to summon his spell book without any scribbles in it. Billy starts an incantation to banish Agatha since he doesn't think she deserves another chance.
Mm-hmm.
As Agatha starts to fade, she swipes at the brooch in Billy's hand, and she's finally able to smack it out of his hand, and she screams that she cannot face Nicholas. Mm. Billy says that he thinks that Nicholas would forgive her for whatever she has done. Billy uses his powers to make the doors on the road into a tombstone and etches Alice, Sharon, and Lilia's name onto it. A door appears in front of them, and Agatha says, "Let's go find Tommy," as the episode comes to an end.
Mm.
I will say, phenomenal, like, last sentence of the show. Like, I like that. And as we'll get into Marvel news, yeah. I'll explore why I like that.
And I so liked also, like, Agatha saying, like, I mean, that whole dialogue was, like, it's the things you say like that reminds me of him, mm-hmm. you know, or, like, we make a good team. That's pretty much what she said about Nikki.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
And from the act three, as Agatha starts to fade, she swipes the brooch in Billy's hand, and she is able to smack it out of his hand as she screams, she cannot face Nicholas. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, why wouldn't she want to face Nicholas?
Oh boy, do I got the answer for you.
Okay.
And maybe even for the people. The creator of Agatha all along, Jaffa, explains the reason that Agatha is afraid to see Nicholas again is because she used his song to become a mass murderer, and she has got, like, full internal guilt and shame because of that.
Oh, okay.
Which definitely makes sense. And
it makes sense, but I feel like he would understand.
That's kind of where I'm at. He was also, like, there while she was doing it. He's an accomplice. Yeah. Through and through.
So, like,
he's a murderer.
Why would she feel guilty about that?
I have no idea. It has to be literally just because she stole his song, right?
Yeah.
I'd be butthurt. And it comes out to become a multi-platinum record.
It would make sense if he had a problem with killing witches.
Agreed. Well, I mean, it seemed like he kind of did.
But he was still tagging along.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's your mom. He had six. No problem with that. What do you...
Yeah, that's fair.
You gonna do?
That's fair.
I mean, granted, going pretty much anywhere would have been at least the same as you were with Agatha, because you're sleeping in the forest, you're not eating a lot.
Yeah.
And you're just scamming people.
That's fair. But maybe she felt guilty because of, like, the last night that they had together was, he was like, can we not do it tonight? You know, I just want to hang out, stuff like that.
I mean, she seemed okay with it, though.
Yeah, she was a little, almost snapped.
In the beginning,
almost gave him one of these,
you know?
Yeah.
You can still do it. Anyway.
But I don't really have any, like, specific points on Act 3. I kind of just wanted to give a summary.
Yeah.
And I'm stealing my first point from Act 1 was I really did like the flashback, but I think it should have been shown earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get to see Tommy. But overall, this was a good show. Mm-hmm. And to emphasize this was a good show with a very low budget.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. The ending was a little disappointing, though. And I wish we would have got to see more of the Seven. That was just...
We got hoed
with that one. Lilia still being alive, because I still have a little bit of faith. If there's a season two, I got a lot of faith.
Yeah.
And more of Jen's next chapter, at least. Like when Billy goes to Agatha's house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's she's there to see if they're there. Mm-hmm. Like, curious.
Yeah.
But she was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Which I could definitely see a season two in the works, like I said. Watching Billy and Agatha team up together. Also, it would be nice to see a season two with a higher budget so we can see what Billy is capable of.
Yeah.
And possibly Tommy as well.
Yep.
If we get to see Tommy in season two, which I think would be probably the most.
That's so another thing that Jah says, well, I guess it wasn't there, but from what I swear, like, I saw a tweet of her doing an interview or something of the reason why Tommy was not in this show was because they couldn't find a casting that everyone was happy with, and they didn't want to rush the casting for it. They were, like, when they met Billy, it was him without a shadow of a doubt.
All along?
Yeah, correct. All along. Like, they were in love with him. They were like, this is who we want. Yeah. Everything fits. So I think that's what they wanted for Tommy, and they just, with the time crunch, I just don't think they were able to find someone for him, which is why they ended up not including him. But yeah, I would be shocked if there's a season two if Tommy isn't, like, the duo is back. Yeah, you know what I mean? What, like, that'd be insane.
With Trio, really. Agatha's just tagging along.
I got, we'll wait, but you know.
Yeah, and then like they like find like a spell that can bring Agatha to life. She's back.
I also have a thing about that as well. I think that just naturally she's just going to possess a different body. Probably. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like how her mom possessed her. I think Agatha's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
And just take over someone's life.
I agree.
So.
But that's the end of my thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Recap on this show.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought I was going to agree with the summary, if I'm being honest. So, I don't understand how Billy was able to get his spell book back. I don't understand what was going on between the road and real life and everything like that.
Yeah.
But since
it, like, the spell came book through back, the, like, cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But.
And it wasn't scribbled.
Yeah. But because it is back, my theory holds that should be the next Darkhold. Still throwing that out there.
I don't know if it'd be a Darkhold, but that would be a
Darkhold V2.
And the Jade Egg.
The Jade Egg is definitely still, it's making an appearance in season 3.
The painting's got to make an appearance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. the scene where Billy makes the doors into a tombstone was, I thought it was a beautifully well-made scene.
Yeah.
But also a really nice way to show that, like, Billy is not going to be like Agatha, where he's going to get used to the killing feeling. And also, he feels so guilty about the killings that he did that he put them in stone so they would be remembered forever. Yeah, which I thought was fire. And do you have any sort of rating? I have like a, not like a rating for a number, but I have like a, where it ranks within the shows.
I have them both. So okay. we can do the ranks.
Okay, yeah, because I don't have a number.
Yeah.
I mean, do you just want to count down and then say top whatever? Or do you want to do, how do you want to do this here?
You do your top five, I'll do my top five.
Oh, we want to do, okay. I personally think that this has placed itself into the top threes.
Okay.
I think it could be tied for third, but I think it goes Loki, Moon Knight, Agatha. Agatha and or Falcon Winter Soldier for me.
Okay.
I think just looking at it purely off of watchability and enjoyment, this show gave me a lot of enjoyment. There were many episodes where I was like ready for the next episode when that one finished.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate that they had to give us the classic MCU finale, which was very lackluster. I felt like this episode very was probably the worst episode, at least top two worst episodes.
It's up there, episode 5.
Yeah, it just wasn't fantastic to me.
Yeah.
But episode 8, like that, if that was finale,
great,
fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this definitely solidified itself top 3, and that could be recency biased. It may drop a little bit, but for now, I just think I was so excited when watching the show that I'm happy to give it a top 3 for now.
Well, I don't have it in my top 3.
That's fine.
It's actually at the bottom of top 5. So I have Loki, Loki, Moon Knight, Falcon Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Agatha.
Interesting. I prefer this show over WandaVision every day of the week.
Yeah. WandaVision, I think, just hit different for me. It's Wanda. It's after Endgame. We got Vision. Fair. The whole Hex. Was it the Hex? I think it was called the Hex. They called it the Hex. Her dome.
Oh,
I think it was called the Hex. It might be just absolutely capping.
But, I don't know.
I like that. I like the whole story behind her dealing with the grief of Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't get an answer for White Vision, but hopefully we get that soon.
Vision Quest.
But, I mean, it's no... I mean, that top five is elite.
I mean, yeah, but if you look at all the other shows that they've done, you're pretty much not throwing Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk.
Echo.
Secret
Invasion.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I forgot about some. Never mind.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have it mid-pack.
Yeah.
Which is valid. When you're throwing heaters, that's why I'm like, you know, it might just be recency bias, and it could just be top four. I think this definitely ranks for me better than WandaVision.
Okay.
So, but that's where I'm at.
I mean, but it's like really insane how, well, we've talked about it so much, but one of the lowest budget shows.
Yep.
And it was very, very well done.
I agree.
I'm not saying that should be a blueprint for all shows,
No, it definitely shouldn't.
Because obviously there wasn't that much action in the show.
Correct.
And I think that's maybe why it's probably in my top five.
That could be it.
Because Marvel guy, I like action.
Fair. You know?
But I mean, it's dope to see like backstories of characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like that. I did like how we find out that Billy Maxwell's alive. That's a cool little twist. Now we know that if Wanda somehow comes back,
she's got a son.
She's got her son.
Yep.
And I believe stupid multiverse stuff. Hopefully 616 universe.
It's a good call. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
But overall, great show. Honestly, that kind of, I mean, it was a grind, but it kind of flew by for me personally.
Yeah, I can't say the same.
Yeah.
Been locked in my room every Friday night.
Yeah. It was a grind.
I enjoyed it though.
I did too.
It was a good show to do it on. It would have been a real chore.
Oh, if this show wasn't, if it was like a Secret Invasion.
I was going to say, I mean, you guys can look at our, just the way that we're acting right now versus the finale of Secret Invasion. Right now, if you were to go to this timestamp in the Secret Invasion episode, you're probably 8 minutes into like the 18 minute long rant that Gonzo has about how awful that show was.
Yeah.
So, and we don't have that here.
Yeah.
This show, I felt like, checked all the boxes, especially with how low of a budget it had. I'm not going to say, like what you just said, it should not be the blueprint, but God, for like, you guys definitely should reference it more.
100%.
Look how this was successful. How did we make it successful? Great stories, great writing, great dialogue, interesting characters, great scenery, practical effects. Okay, let's transfer over here.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I thought it was nice.
It was.
But
are we ready?
Do you have anything else?
That's it.
That's the end of Agatha, ladies and gentlemen. And now on to
Marvelous.
By the way, I still need to watch the part where I went at the start of the episode of episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? I was like, buh, 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 buh. And we did it at the same exact time.
Podcast.
Was it podcast? I don't remember.
It was.
Yeah. And then we said that was insane or something. Yeah. Like, at the same.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was insane. That was insane. All right. Well, first ones first. Godzilla Minus One director, Takashi Yamazaki. That's probably a little bit wrong, and I apologize. But he teased that he had a meeting with Kevin Feige. Have you watched that Godzilla? It's by far the best Godzilla we've ever had.
By far the best Godzilla.
It's unbelievable.
Insane when he charges up.
Dude.
And it's like just silence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic movie. Fantastic movie. Director. Homie really cooked with that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what he would work on necessarily, but I'd love to have him part of the team.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Exactly, no. But so, I'm excited they're expanding.
Yeah.
Giving him a shot. I think this is he made. I haven't heard his name ever, this director. So maybe this was like his first huge project.
The Godzilla is definitely like what blew him up for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's got other projects, but yeah, I can't think of
a little annoyed when this movie came out in theaters, nobody was watching it. And then when it hit Netflix, all the hype.
Oh my God, have you seen
amazing.
This?
Amazing. I'm like, dude, you should have watched this.
Yeah. I mean, it won hella awards though. So,
oh yeah. Good for them. Next one being is Agatha All Along submits as a comedy series for the award season, hinting at a season 2. Okay, see, just gave him all this positive points,
mm-hmm.
and then you just throw some arrogant stuff like that. It's pretty crazy.
I mean, arrogant is a crazy word.
Even putting it as a musical, honestly, I'd be a little triggered. And awards.
I mean, I agree, but I mean, they could be trying to like play the comedy side to maybe win more awards than what they would have won in a drama, action drama thriller.
But what part was fun? Like, I didn't. The only part that I actually laughed at.
You're gonna say it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bury me in that kitchen. I knew that was coming.
That was Sharon was the comedian.
I agree. I don't know why they did the comedy.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that award shows most of the time will not even allow them to submit if it's a one season only type of thing or a mini doc or anything like that.
Okay.
So that's why it says that it's hinting towards a season two.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I think with the ending of this episode, ending of the finale, it makes sense for a season two. What you were saying earlier about maybe branching off, getting to see Lilia, for sure, getting to see Jen, getting to see Tommy. I think all that would be fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
But it is, I'm not going to say it's not weird for the comedy. That is, it's very odd.
Yeah.
But maybe just bury me in that kitchen just hits so hard.
It hits different.
That.
Because it, I mean, the feed was going crazy after.
The feed was going crazy.
Bury me in the kitchen. Yeah. So.
They also went crazy when she died.
Yeah.
All right, Peter the Honey.
Justice for Sharon, still.
And still. Alice.
Oh, kind of wanted to jump back on the show.
All right.
When Billy says, I killed Miss Hart, and then Agatha's like, who? Oh, the gardening lady?
Yeah.
Come on. The disrespect is unbelievable.
That's as Agatha staying true to who she is.
Yeah, but that just, come on.
I agree. It was disrespectful. Yeah.
It's the guilt.
Yeah, probably not to Agatha, though. You know, she's just a normie. She's not even a witch.
Yeah, that's true.
next one being that What If Season 3 will include a long-anticipated MCU debut for a well-known Marvel character. Take your guess.
Ghost Rider.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going Storm.
Oh. Yeah.
Deadpool Wolverine just came out. They're talking about mutants. This would be a great way. A little animated series to kind of one of these with some more mutant
characters. Yeah.
But I don't mind the Ghost Rider either.
I want to see the Ghost Rider.
I want to see the Ghost Rider tomorrow, actually. And I want to see it as Ryan Gosling.
I want to see him now. Or get the old man back in the saddle.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
Come on.
But that could be a little bit.
Seeing some stuff on social media, possibly.
Yeah.
Be fake, but.
He's also doing his Amazon Spider-Man thing right now, so.
Amazon.
Yeah, that's who it's through.
Oh, it's through Amazon? Mm-hmm. Oh, dang. I'm excited for that.
Noir?
Is it Noir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds said that Marvel is very happy with the reaction of Gambit, saying that they want to continue to use him in more projects. Very happy about that.
Ooh, I'm about to make a name for myself.
I loved Gambit.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot. And
I love the...
Helmet?
Helmet. Yeah, he had. Mm-hmm. I think Channing Tatum did a really good job.
Absolutely.
And his, obviously, I'm about to make a name for myself.
Really bangs.
His accent is different.
Also, weird side tangent, but because Channing Tatum, him and Zoe Kravitz just split.
Yeah.
So, he's about to make a name for himself.
Call me. Zoe.
I was like, Channing?
No.
Oh, gosh. Honestly, call me. Like, you sound like a good guy to hang out with.
Channing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about Zoe.
No, I know. I was like, you said call me, and I was like, Channing? And you're like, no, Zoe. And I was like, oh. Oh. And then I was like, call me. Like, honestly, like, I'm down to get a brew.
Yeah.
Talk about Gambit.
I bet he's a dope guy.
Did you steal the staff? Because I'm trying to see it.
My name's Jeff.
That's what I'm saying. Or do you remember This Is the End?
Yes.
When he's just dressed up as a dog? Gimp? He's just a gimp.
Yeah.
A dog is way higher in respect than what
that's
was.
That's true.
He was in a full gimp mask with a ball in his mouth.
They thought they would never get him to do that.
Yeah. They're like, we can use a stunt guy. And he's like, no, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'll just rip it. That's insane.
I love that he dove more into like comedy movies.
Yeah.
Because he's good.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
A new trailer for Captain America Brave New World is rumored to release November 9th.
Mm, tomorrow.
Correct.
Yeah.
November. Remember the 5th of November. Guess that movie.
Yeah. I don't know.
It might be a hidden top three for me.
Okay.
Of all time.
God, I love that movie. Anyway. I wonder, probably going to see Giancarlo Esposito's character more. Maybe a little bit more in depth of Red Hulk. Maybe more of Celestial Island.
I'm thinking maybe a little bit more of the New Falcon.
The New Falcon, for sure.
I always forget his freaking name.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be you think it's going to be a shorter one?
Yeah. No, I think it might be longer than the previous because we're getting closer.
This is the last one I'm going to watch.
Fair.
Because, you know, like, I think I'm a little nervous to watch it.
If it's short, point. How about this? If it's long, short, we don't rip it. If it's short, we rip it. Just to get hype.
Because I'm not. Yeah, because they seemed like even that first trailer was spoiling like a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell did it spoil for you?
The Celestial Island, Red Hulk thing.
Red Hulk has been a thing like for the last 2 years. We knew what he was going to be. We knew that Thaddeus Ross was Red Hulk from the Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's fair, but seeing Red Hulk.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, hopefully it's short.
Sure.
Next up being is D23 is happening today. So stay tuned for our next video where we cover all that in our Marvel news. Maybe ask. No,
kidding. I was like, that's insane. it's D23 Brazil. I believe it's in Brazil.
Probably get a couple more trailers in there.
From what I understand, it's trailers, reveals, and announcements.
We're probably going to get the title for Spider-Man, which I'm pretty sure I saw.
No shot.
A leak that's called Brand New Day.
I've heard that one as well. I heard that one before.
Or King and Black.
I heard the Brand New Day before King and Black.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think we're going to get any Spider-Man news. I think we get more Fantastic Four news. I think we get... Honestly, I think
we'll probably get a trailer for Fantastic Four.
No. Well, that comes out in like a year.
So it's Captain America Brave New World.
That we'll probably get more stuff about. I mean, it makes sense.
What comes after that one?
Daredevil.
Movie-wise, sorry.
Movie.
Fantastic Four.
Is it Fantastic Four?
I feel like I'm missing something.
I feel like we are as well.
Oh, by the way, there's no way this is true. I saw a leak on the Instagram that Star-Lord is going to make an appearance in Spider-Man.
Okay.
Legendary Star-Lord. I mean, that'd be great.
Okay.
But I don't understand why he'd be in a Spider-Man movie.
Sounds fake.
Sounds fake, but it'd be crazy if he was in it.
Okay.
But it was from a real article, like a company that we've used for leaks.
Interesting.
But, you know,
people just also love to. There's been a crazy thing.
Maybe we'll get Legendary Star-Lord. Because there's a couple movies coming out in 2028 or something. Or probably he's just going to be in Doomsday or Secret Wars.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be in both.
I don't know what to expect. I honestly think they might focus more on shows, if I'm being honest. I think we're going to. Well, I mean, obviously, tomorrow, the trailer. The D23 thing for Marvel is tomorrow, so that makes sense for the release.
Yeah.
Supposed to get to... I'm just going to go ahead and read this because I was about to say it.
Yeah.
Kraven the Hunter is rumored to be the longest Marvel Sony movie to date. There's also been a rumor about that having a new trailer soon. That could probably be
D23. That's probably a new trailer. Yeah, for sure.
That comes out soon.
Yeah.
So that could be it.
Because there's been no marketing.
I think if we're going to get a Fantastic Four trailer, it's going to be like a 30-second teaser.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Pascal, like, just talking.
Yeah.
And then, like, an overview of the city or something.
I'm a little nervous about Kraven the Hunter because there's been literally zero marketing on that movie.
They just recently started again. Like, as of, like, 3 days ago. Aaron,
it's supposed to release in December, right?
Yeah. Aaron Johnson-Taylor.
So probably the test crowds were, like...
I actually heard good things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that it was... It's from what someone that I consider to be a reputable source says that the testing for Kraven, one, did better than Brave New World, and that they were actually, like, excited about it. Like, they were like, this is the best Sony Marvel that's been released, which is just that, and then Venom.
I just watched Venom 3.
Oh, yeah? Anyway, we will be doing a separate video covering all things D23 for Marvel. So stick around for that. Should be uploaded some point next week.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier the better, obviously. But, you know, you got a busy weekend.
Yeah. There's
some stuff. I'm an idiot. So, you know, making my life even worse. So
next one being is some sources are saying that Rio, a.k.a. Aubrey Plaza, will be reprising her role in several projects, since her character can be used anywhere, which is,
I think it's a nice way to show if a character truly dies or not.
Yeah, Lady Death and Deadpool. Be nice. Yeah. Or Thanos, a little throwback. Or probably.
I just don't want to see Thanos.
Probably. What If?
Yeah, for sure.
She could be an animated character in What If.
No, absolutely. I agree with that.
But yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I like Aubrey Plaza.
I do as well.
I like her character.
I like Lady of Death.
I mean, that's all I got for.
That's all I got as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Gonzo, would you put those hands up for me? Ta-da. Here's what you guys are going to do right now if you guys are stuck along this long into the video. The first thing is going to be that you're going to hit that red rectangle and make it a gray one. You're also going to hit that thumbs up button, letting us know that we're doing a good job and you guys are enjoying what we're putting out.
Hey, nice
and
job.
Then you're going to see right here since the beginning that The Watchers PC on all the socials, we're talking the talk, we're talking the Instagram, and we're talking the Twitters. Make sure you're checking out the Instagram and the freaking talk.
Yeah.
Because my boy Tyler to my right here has been absolutely chefing these things up. Once again, he actually blew up the house again last week, making the rebuild four times now, just because of how insane these talks have been. So, thank you guys so much for all your support. Yep. You guys have been fantastic. And honestly, we got the D23 video, and then it's just kind of, we're going to make a game time decision on what we're going to cover next.
Yeah. If you guys have any suggestions, please let us know.
Absolutely.
Morbius?
Sure. We'll rip it.
Or, it's another... Or we can go back in the day, Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider movies.
I don't hate that.
Actually,
the second one's atrocious, but
that'd be a fun little watch.
Sure. Yeah, we could rip them. let us know down in the comments.
Yeah.
We got some time to fill before Brave New World.
We do.
Even a little bit before Kraven. So
we do have some content for them, right? Right? I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. I mean, that seemed unnecessary to say, but, you know.
It's not really spoiling anything.
Absolutely it is.
We got some...
Some stuff. But who knows when those are going to be posted? Yeah. Those could be posted next summer. Posted if we're just cooking like this.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe they never see the light of day.
Yeah, never see the light of day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You were wilding out in all of them. Remember that? Well, you took your shirt off in that second video? And you went like this with it? It was super weird. It took me like 45 minutes to figure out how to blur all of it. Because you were like, hey, I don't want the people to know I have my nipples pierced. There's a chain between them.
I'm not fucking what's his name from Deadpool?
Peter.
That's so funny. Doesn't he have it chained to
yeah
his... That's fucking
Prince cool. Albert.
That's crazy.
Anyway, guys, we've been the Watchers. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Peace and
butt grease.